As some of you may have heard, our beloved weekend announcer, Jim Blaylock, sadly passed away last weekend after a long, valiant battle against cancer. Jim enjoyed a career as a radio host for many, many years, coming to WUOT in September of 2016 after nearly two decades at WETS in Johnson City, where he was an announcer and music director. In addition to being an extremely knowledgeable and engaging host, Jim was also quite a magnificent performer. He played French horn and received his Master of Music degree from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and he performed with a number of orchestras, including the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the Lexington Philharmonic, and the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, to name just a few. Jim is survived by his wife Connie and daughters Alicia and Jamie. We at WUOT mourn the loss of him, as we are sure our listeners do as well, and we wanted to take a moment to honor and pay tribute to him with a few words and, of course, some music. We'll hear first from WUOT's music director, Todd Steed, followed by program director, Greg Hill.
One of my first memories of Jim Blaylock was when he first started working at WUOT. We immediately got into really deep discussion about some fairly obscure jazz music, and I kept thinking, he could be an incredible jazz host too, and that's the truth. He would have been a fabulous jazz host. I could easily imagine him hosting improvisations. I think the thing that impressed me the most about Jim, and there were a lot of things, was how much he put into what he was doing, how carefully he curated his show. And even when producing some of those really funny fun drive spots, he worked really hard to get them just right. And I know that some days he wasn't feeling so great, but listeners could never tell because he just delivered every single time he got on the mic. The enthusiasm that Jim had also was just incredibly contagious. And that's what I think I'll miss the most about him, is just that energy that he walked in with every single day, no matter how he was feeling. Jim Blaylock taught me a lot about radio, and he taught me a lot about how to face life.
The things I'll remember most about Jim, his stories, talking about classical music, whether on the radio or just in conversation, about composers. He just knew so much, and he had lived so much from his performances and his educational background. Hearing the stories about the radio stations and the people that he worked for and worked with, and then telling Jim about why you're doing something, whether it's about programming or personal. And he was always that person you could go to and talk to about things. And he was great with a compliment. And it really meant a lot for me to kind of get that affirmation and be able to bounce ideas off of Jim, and those are some of the things that I for sure will miss most about Jim Blaylock.
I'm Wayne Winkler, the director of WETS-FM. I hired Jim Blaylock back in 1997 as music director and morning classical music host. He brought this energy to the program, as if he were a friend telling you a little bit about the music before he played it for you. He really became a part of the community. He served as principal horn for the Symphony of the Mountains, and he was a horn instructor at East Tennessee State University. Later, Jim became our program director, and he really stepped up to the job. He took on a lot of new tasks and became, among other things, a really good interviewer. Jim had a great sense of humor, and he could really be fun to work with. But the thing that always struck me about Jim was how devoted he was to his family, to Connie and to Jamie and Alicia. Family came first to him, and I wish he could have had more time with them. But we'll always remember him here in Johnson City, and we'll miss him. So long, buddy.
Most of you probably remember our former afternoon concert host, Garrett McQueen. He and Jim came to WUOT around the same time. Garrett has since moved on to be a host with Music Through the Night, but he took some time to share some of his thoughts and memories about Jim.
Ever since I was a kid, I was a sort of workaholic, so late nights and weekends in the practice room was something I was very familiar with. Well, when I started my career in radio, the same thing applied. I'd be in the offices and in the studios late at nights and on the weekend creating all sorts of stuff. And one of my favorite things about coming into WUOT over the weekends was that I would get to see Jim Blaylock. He'd be in the control room doing what he does. And in between breaks, he'd make sure to check up on me. He'd tell me a few of his stories from East Tennessee, Johnson City. And sometimes he'd spend a little too much time, as much as that dead air may have frustrated folks. Back then, you know, I would do almost anything to hear a bit of that dead air and his stories these days. Jim Blaylock was such an inspiration. We came in to WUOT around the same time, actually, and he is someone that I will never forget. Jim will always be an integral part of who I consider myself to be as a radio host and as an advocate for classical music. Rest in peace and rest in power to my dear friend Jim Blaylock.
You, our listeners, meant so much to Jim. He shared with us at WUOT that you were what kept him going when he didn't feel so great. So I wanted to take a moment to share just a few of the messages we have received in response to Jim's passing. Barbara shared that she listened to Jim for the 6 years that she lived in Bristol, listening to WETS daily, and that when she moved to Knoxville, she was thrilled to hear Jim Blaylock on WUOT. She said that Jim felt like a friend over the airwaves and that she always learned something from his vast musical knowledge. Barbara enjoyed his sense of humor and his stories, and writes that his family, friends, and fans are in her thoughts and prayers. Joanna said, "Early Sunday mornings will not be the same. Those were my favorite times to catch Jim when his amazingly beautiful voice would expand on classical music themes, performers, and history. It always felt like he wanted to teach and share with the audience his love for this music. I learned much information from the teaching, but perhaps more from the spirit with which the teaching was conveyed. I will miss him." Another listener said that the community has lost a valuable contributor to our civic life, while several others wrote that they looked forward to his commentary every weekend. Paula Coleman, one of our former fill-in news hosts, wrote that there was much to love about Jim, his optimistic attitude, his friendliness to everyone, his goofiness, his love of his family, and the list goes on. A listener named Nancy shared a brief story about sitting next to him one afternoon at Sunspot while he was having lunch with his wife Connie, and she immediately recognized his voice. Nancy said that she introduced herself and they became friends. What a good-hearted soul he was. And lastly, many, many of you wrote that you loved his calm, soothing voice, which brought joy, peace, and happiness. Like several others have shared, I too had many conversations with Jim about music. He was incredibly knowledgeable about so many different pieces and conductors and orchestras and specific recordings, and had such a gift for presenting it in an interesting, conversational, and engaging way. And that is one thing that inspired me about Jim as an announcer. I don't know that I'll ever have as many interesting stories to tell as he did. He had quite a number of memorable experiences as a performer. But as others have said, I think the thing about Jim that inspired me the most was his sense of humor and unending positivity and bravery. He faced some pretty scary things while battling his illness, but he always faced them with positivity, and music helped him to get through it all. He was so incredibly passionate about music and sharing it with people because he knew how important it was. You never know how a piece of music is going to impact the listener, and you never know how you, as a human being, can impact someone else's life. Jim Blaylock certainly impacted my life in so many ways. I'm grateful to have known him. Rest in peace, Jim. I'll miss you and your silly t-shirts.